Welcome to this podcast by The Rocks Church. We hope you find it challenging and inspiring. For more information, visit therocks.church.
Good morning. It's so good to be here at The Rocks Cannington and to be able to speak to you this morning. Hey, I don't know about you, but sometimes seasons in my life, I have way too much to do and so little time to do it. And I think if my life was like an A4 page, I would have scribbled all over that with the activities and would have spilled out over all of the edges because I have no margin. And I suspect it's not just me that's like that. I suspect that happens to many, many people. My friend Graham was due to be serving in the car park at the Rocks Valdivers today, proudly wearing the Rocks high-vis jacket, but he won't be doing that because he didn't keep margin. And he just sold his property, a five-acre property just off Thomas Road in the Baldivis region. Got a good price for it. The thing is, when you sell your property, often you have to move out. And he had to move out and he had a lot of junk to get rid of. So a lot of trips to the tip. And early yesterday morning, he took one of those trips to the tip with a big trailer load of stuff. He backed up to the place where you dump your stuff and he walked to the edge of his trailer, and it's a 2 meter drop from where his trailer stands, another meter from his trailer, so 3 meters drop should you fall over the edge. He got too close to the edge and he fell over, and right now he's in Fiona Stanley Hospital having his hip restructured and some steel pins put through it because he had no margin. Think about Graham. Think about Graham. He won't be serving in the car park for a while. I want to talk to you about margin this morning, and I want to give you some definitions. Margin is edge or border. Margin is a blank space. Margin is profit, if you're thinking margin financially, not just time-wise. Margin is room to move. Margin, I like this bit. Margin is time to relax. Yeah. Rick Warren is the senior pastor at Saddleback Community Church in California, and he tells us about the fact that in the era in which we live in the Western world, it's probably pitched for the USA, but I think what is true there for life generally is true here also. He talks about the way that we overload our lives, and if we do, we're destined for a crash, much like Graham had yesterday at the City of Rockingham Tip. And there will be disaster and there will be some chaos because of that. So he gives us some statistics, and these you may relate to some of these. He said people now sleep 2.5 hours less each night compared to people 100 years ago. I would like another 2.5 hours sleep every night. Don't know about you. He said the average work week is longer now than it was in the 1960s. Anyone relate? Just stretching it out. He said the average office worker, love this, has 36 hours of work piled up on his or her desk. He says it takes 3 hours a week just to sort through it and find out what we need out of that 36 hours of work just stuck on your desk. He said we spend 8 months of our lives opening junk mail. That could be electronic junk mail or just junk mail. He said, we spend 2 years of our lives playing phone tag with people who are too busy to answer. And he said, we spend 5 years waiting for people who are trying to do too much that turn up late for appointments or don't even turn up at all. And he says, it seems that we are piled on, stretched to the limit, a society that is chronically crushed, chronically late, chronically exhausted, and due for a crash. Job expressed it well in his day. He said, Job 3:26, I have no peace. I have no quiet. I have no rest. And troubles keep on coming. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I don't believe in yesterday because I can't change that. I believe in tomorrow because if I get the right principles, I can change the rules of my life and build margin for tomorrow. There are those who live with margin, and there are those who are marginless. Dr. Richard Swenson, I went to a seminar of his a few years ago, and he said, you need margin for your life. Margin when you're not hurrying and worrying all the time. He said, you actually need margin to think and margin, time to relax and time to enjoy life and time to be still and know that God is God. And I think God said that through the psalm because God said that to a people who did not have margin. And he said, Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. You need margin. You need margin. So margin, I wonder how you're doing with margin. Don't stay too close to the edge. Graham did that. Today he's paying a price. So I wonder how you're doing. Margin, Dr. Richard Swenson, margin is the space between my load and my limits. The space between marginless is exhaustion. Margin is having enough money left before payday, thinking financially. Marginless is being broke several days before payday. Margin is energy. Marginless is fatigue. Margin is calm. Margin less is hurry. Margin is security. Margin less is anxiety. Now, that'd be a good series of messages to do right there. And in fact, they were done. You can tap into those right from the rocks. Margin less is the disease of our day. Margin brings peace of mind. Margin brings better health. Margin brings strong relationships. Margin brings more availability for God to work in your life. Margin is time for relaxation. Margin is time for creative thinking. And so a big question is, what erodes margin? Why do we sometimes not have margin? Well, financially, spending more than we earn. Well, you'll have no margin. Proverbs 22, verse 7, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is a slave to the lender. When you're spending more than you earn, you are marginless. Actually, you're broke. That's what you are. So what erodes margin? Spending more than you earn. Secondly, too many activities. Too many activities. By the way, Dr. Carolyn Leaf, a behavioral scientist, says this. She calls multitasking a myth. So for those who say, well, I can do multitasking, my gender allows me to do that, and you probably can't, but I can. She says that it is a myth. She said multitasking is a myth, and if you try it, it's not good for your mental health and creates patterns of flightiness and lack of concentration. So how many activities do you really need? How many projects do you really need to do at one time? How many activities do your kids really need? Just questions. So what erodes margin? Too much time in your neighbor's house. In fact, the proverb says, Proverbs 25, 17, seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, too much of you, and they will grow to hate you. What erodes margin? You love that one. I like that one. What erodes margin? Too much time spent on social media. Hashtag too many hashtags. How much time is too much time on social media when it erodes your margin? How much allow for margin in my life? I need more time. Allow for margin. So let's build margin. That's what erodes margin. Let's build margin and protect margin. So how are we going to do that? Number one, allow for disruptions and plan for contingencies. This is a margin protector and a margin builder. This is a time management strategy. This is a value builder because both time and margin are values. Yep. Ephesians 5:16 in your Amplified says, make the most of your time. In your New Testament, originally written in Greek, there are two words that are translated time. One is from the Greek word chronos, which most people kind of understand, chronologically speaking, the things you put in your calendar and your diary. And the other one is kairos, which means opportunities. This particular one in Ephesians 5:16, make the most of your time, is your opportunities. It's the kairos one. And so if you've eroded your margin and you live on the edge, you're not going to be able to make the most of your opportunities. That's the point. And we need to plan our lives in terms of contingencies. So, for instance, just for example, if I am to drive from Baldivis to Cannington and be here for the sound check at 7:40, I had better leave by 7, although I'm hoping it's going to be a 30-minute trip because you don't know what's going to go on Kwinana Freeway or Roe Highway. Good to know that I left at 7:05 because I was struggling with margin this morning, but I did get here in time for the sound check. I wouldn't try that on Tuesday, when I'm coming on Tuesday. That could be up to an hour's hike up that highway and that freeway. So allow for contingency, because if you leave with the ideal time frame between when you leave and when you get there, because you've tested that before, and don't allow for any margin in there, and just one little thing is going to go wrong, and you'll be late before you start. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to keep the appointment? Maybe you need to leave a little earlier. You say, well, how am I going to do that? Well, here's just something really, really practical. Get out of bed a little earlier. So I don't want to. And the reason you don't want to is because what happened last night? You watched something that went way too long, so you need to go to bed earlier. This is just a margin thing. It's just a time management thing. Sometimes going to bed earlier is a good thing to do so you can get out of bed earlier so you can get to your appointment on time. Early to bed, early to rise. This is not a Bible proverb, it's just one my father taught me long ago. Early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and what? Wise. So maybe. How do I build and protect margin? Know that I have human limitations. Apparently, no perfect people allowed, because we have limitations. We're not perfect. We all have human limitations. Job chapter 14, verse 5, a person's days are determined. You have decreed, Lord, the number of his months, and have set limits he cannot exceed. The primary meaning of this is about our whole life. You've just got a certain lifespan. You're born there and you're going to check out there, and it's all over in this life. That's the primary meaning. But the fact is, this is also talking about that while our days on earth are numbered, the amount of activity that we can fit into any given month or any given day is also limited. Even the supermen and superwomen that call the Rocks Cannington spiritual home, as super as you might be, the amount you can fit into any given day, any given week, any given month is limited. A person's days are determined, and you have decreed the number of his months, have set limits he cannot exceed. We all have limits. Sometimes, here's the thing, sometimes, someone needs to hear this here this morning. Sometimes you are going to have to say no to the invitation or the demand that's put upon you. Yeah? The person may not be totally happy with you for saying no, but for the good of margin, the good of your health, the good of your ongoing wellness, you sometimes will need to say no. You need to choose wisely what you say yes to. Too, because we all have limits, and it will be true of you as it was of Graham. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying just to keep my head. Say no. Can't do it all. You can't do it all. So work out what you can do without eroding your margin and stay within your limits. Thirdly, how do I build and protect margin? Acknowledge your real priorities before God. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. And Jesus in that chapter has just been talking about all sorts of things like food and clothes and money and the stuff that we actually need. He said, but if you make them a priority rather than making God a priority, you're going to erode your margin. said, because God wants to take care of those things for you. And so it's a matter of priority, seeking God first and his kingdom, and he can take care of all those other things himself. And so it becomes a matter of faith. Indeed, you do need them, but God, the provider, will provide them if you trust him, if you trust him, if you trust him. So put him first and let him meet your needs. This is a matter of faith. Number four, how do I protect, build and protect margin? I need, and you need to, adjust our plans to God's directions. Proverbs 16, verse 9, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. We need to make our own plans. We don't be foolish about that. We need to make our plans. We need to set our goals. But if it's the Lord who is establishing our steps as we set our goals and make our plans, we need to be constantly in touch with him. Otherwise, we'll do them independent of him, and then he'll come along and say, well, I'm just establishing your steps, but they don't. My steps for you don't quite line up with the goals and the plans that you have set, so you should have been in touch with me, and that's what we need to do so that we continually adjust them to be in keeping with what God would say. Otherwise, we will fill up that A4 page of our lives and need leave no space in the margin for God to whisper with the gentle whisper of his voice into our lives. And need to listen to him, need to be in touch with him. And if we don't stay in touch with him and write our own stuff and fill in the margin, we will be unhealthy physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So I need to actively seek God in prayer and in his word. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired, is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The scriptures are designed to shape our lives. That's why we need them. They're designed to pull us up short when we're going the wrong way. They're designed to equip us for life. And that means that as you fill in the page of your life, it's not as though you will suddenly say, oh my goodness, I just haven't been looking at the scriptures at all. I haven't looked at the Bible. I haven't looked at God's word. I know what I'll do. I'll hurriedly write it into the margin. Don't do that. The scriptures, God's word needs to be front and center. It needs to be right in the middle of your life, right from the get-go of your day. It's not a matter, oh my goodness, I'll just write it in the margin. The margin needs to remain the margin, so that in that space you can hear the gentle whisper of God's voice, because he wants to get your attention. Just the gentle, quiet whisper of his voice. No written stuff, but you need the written stuff, but you need to do that front and center so that he's got the margin to say something into your life. The margin needs to remain the margin so you can hear that gentle whisper of his voice. And prayer. I love this. This is quite simple, really. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually. When I left my run a bit late this morning, I was praying continually, don't let there be any traffic on the Kwinana Freeway. I'm turning into Row Highway now, Lord. Don't let there be a big truck that gets in my way. I'm going off at Kenwick Link now, Lord. I'm coming onto Albany Highway. I'm going past the carousel. I'm nearly there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm turning into the parking lot at the Rocks Cannington. And thank you, Lord, I'm on time. And I talk to him all the way. Pray what? Continually. All the time. That's what that means. But I want you to notice this pattern. Here's a pattern for you about praying. Mark 1:35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. That's the pattern Jesus gives us. Not just early in the morning, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, That's the way to start your day. That's not eroding your margin. That's in the body of the text of your life page. So how do I build and protect margin? Worship. The worship is twofold. You can worship all by yourself. Well, you and God. That's all that's there. I'm talking about corporate worship, like here. And haven't we been blessed this morning? Well, these people on the platform this morning, most of those, I keep seeing it at the Baldivis campus. I thought they belonged there, but they're here this morning. They get around. And so good. And worship, that's corporate worship. That's what I'm saying to you. I can think this, my wife can think this, my wife doesn't work for the church, she works for a state government department in Fremantle, Department of Communities, and she does the argue okay thing there, and at the end of the weekend, or this far into the weekend, you go, man, the weekend's nearly gone, and I'm back at work tomorrow. And you talk about margin, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying just to keep my head. And you say worship. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. We're getting ready to land this message now. And let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching, the day of the return of the Lord. And in the CEV, it says, don't give up meeting for worship. And I love this, in the GWT, it says, gathering for worship. And I just want to tell you, because I got my head around this, here at the Rocks, we refer to our gatherings on Sunday as gatherings, yeah? Because that's what these translations indicate. That's the literal meaning of the word here, that we are gathering, and we're implicit in our understanding of this, and some of the words are explicit toward this end, that in our gatherings, it is the corporate worship where we praise God and lift up our voices and sing, but a very important ingredient in all this is encouraging one another. And so here we are, our gatherings don't erode margin, they build margin up, they make the margin bigger, they don't just enforce margin, our gatherings actually enrich margin. Because I believe that someone here today, someone's going to give you that word of encouragement in the gathering, it's going to suit you to enlarge your margin and give you something you need for the week ahead. Because that's what happens in the gathering, we are told, encouraging one another and even more as the day moves on. And so my prayer for us today is that where your margin has been eroded, where your margin has been minimized, where your margin has been depleted, that as you look to God and the principles that He gives us, the principles for life, your margin will not only be protected, but will be enlarged and your life enriched. I want to pray for you this morning, people. We need margin. You don't need to be hovering on the edge. It could fall in, and it's never a good thing. Father in heaven, would you stand with me? Would you stand with me this morning? Father in heaven, thank you that you wrote the book on life. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you said, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you for the abundant life, Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning, Lord, you want to build margin into every life is here so that we will have the freedom to be creative, the freedom to relax, the freedom to be everything that you created us to be. And Lord God, this morning, for those who are considering making the next step in the journey of faith, with you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, would you whisper with your gentle voice into the margin of their life? Grab their attention. And Father, for all of us, we might know you, whom to know is life and life eternal. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more great resources and to keep yourself up to date, head to our website. Visit therocks.church.